Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And it looks like our little local entrepreneurs are doing just that. Lemonade Day is a free community program dedicated to teaching children pre-K through high school how to start, own, and operate their own business, a lemonade stand. In an interview with KSRM's Meryl Sikorsky, Kenai Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Samantha Springer says that this year's Lemonade Day will take place on Saturday. It's a great way to get the little ones of the Kenai Peninsula involved in business.
We also set them up with not only Lemonade Day, but a workshop ahead of time so that they can learn about banking and they can learn about, you know, clean health practices for a food stand and all the things that make sense when you're starting a business.
Springer's son Odin is hosting his own lemonade stand as well. Just like Springer, he shared how an inspirational day like today can be for children who want to start a business when they're older on the Morning Update with Matt Wilson.
Lemonade Day is one day that kids get to inspire and start trying to do a business. So when they grow up, they can try to actually get a full business.
On Lemonade Day, everyone has a job, either buying or selling lemonade. Saldana and Kenai residents are encouraged to simply purchase a cup of lemonade from the youth participating in the program to demonstrate how our community cares for the future of youth in both of our communities. For a complete list of Lemonade Day stand locations registered through the Kenai and Saldana Chamber of Commerce, visit either chamber's Facebook page. Sometimes pop-up stands occur on the big day, so keep an eye out for those too. If you're a local business who would like to host a little entrepreneur's lemonade stand, there's still time. Visit our story at RadioKenai.com to register. A fire that destroyed a duplex in Kenai has prompted the community to rally around a single mother. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A fire in Kenai on Monday morning resulted in a total loss of a duplex, but has also inspired the community to rally around a mother of two. The Kenai Fire Department was dispatched to Ox Street for a structure fire at 12:40 on Monday morning. Crews found heavy smoke and fire coming from the roof of the duplex apartment building. The occupants of both apartments were home at the time of the fire, but managed to escape without any injuries.
I was woke up to pounding on my door,
said Megan Coleman, a mother of two who happened to be home alone at the time of the fire.
I'm very thankful. I believe it was my neighbor that came and pounded on my door, and I was able to get out because probably within a couple minutes, the roof was collapsing.
In the fire's wake, the community rallied around Coleman after her brother, Dustin Moore, started a GoFundMe page to help his sister recover some of what she lost in the blaze.
Started small, just the intent to get Megan and the kids what they needed. It's grown so much so quickly, and I have countless messages, text messages of people reaching out to help, to donate, what else they can do, wanting to do meal trains, and it's really, honestly, more than I can even keep up with in a good way.
For Coleman, the community's outpouring of aid has been a blessing amidst a tragic situation.
I'd hope I'd never had to go through something like this, but the amount of support has been just tremendous, and I'm so grateful for it.
Folks from the community can donate to the fundraiser for Coleman by visiting her family's GoFundMe page. According to the KPBD report, both apartments were a total loss and all occupants were displaced. The neighboring building received minor damage. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Airfare is returning for its 21st year this Saturday, June 8th. The Kenai Peninsula Airfare and Fun Flight is an exhilarating annual event that combines the excitement of aviation with the spirit of community. This fun event is free to the public. Guests are welcome to wander about, speak with pilots, check out the booths, and see some of the aircrafts on display. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.